Good afternoon, I'm Stan Ingold for Alabama Public Radio News. Alabama's Unmanned Aerial System Task Force has submitted a report to Governor Bentley. That report will lay the groundwork for regulating unmanned aerial drones throughout the state. Alabama Commissioner of Agriculture and Industries John McMillan heads that task force. He says the privacy of Alabama citizens was a great concern when drafting the report, but compared UAVs to another hot-button privacy topic.
You know, we're all concerned about invasion of privacy and theft of ID and all kind of stuff with the Internet, but I don't think anybody's going to advocate doing away with the Internet. The opportunities for economic benefits from the unmanned aerial vehicles is just going to be enormous, and we just got to do our best to deal with it in the right manner.
The task force subcommittee reports will be available on their website next week. The full report should be released by the governor's office at a later date. And the Faculty Senate at the University of Alabama in Birmingham held their vote on President Ray Watts earlier today. Here's APR's Alex Avishon with the results.
Loud applause and chants of UAB-UAB broke out in the campus auditorium today after the Faculty Senate approved their resolution to vote no confidence in President Ray Watts. Their decision follows the Undergraduate Student Association, who voted no confidence in Watts on Tuesday after the president canceled football and two other athletic programs. Watts cited financial troubles as the reason for the cancellations. The vote split wasn't revealed, but Faculty Senate Chairman Chad Epps says the measure was approved by more than two-thirds majority. Both these votes are largely symbolic, since only UAB's trustees have the power to fire President Watts. I'm Alex Abishon, APR News.
And forecasters say North Alabama could be in for a blanketing of snow and sleet. The National Weather Service says the Tennessee Valley could receive a light mixture of snow and sleet today because of an approaching upper-level disturbance. Snowfall is expected to begin in northwest Alabama and spread eastward. Forecasters say western areas are likely to see only a trace, but some locations to the east could get as much as 1 inch of snow by this evening. Around a half inch of snow is possible in the central Tennessee Valley, north of Alabama. Taking a look at weather for much of the rest of the state this evening, look for mostly cloudy skies, then clearing up around midnight, lows in the upper 20s. And along the coast tonight, look for mostly cloudy skies, then becoming partly cloudy around midnight. About a 40% chance of showers this evening with lows in the mid-30s. I'm Stan Ingold reporting for Alabama Public Radio News.